there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite. Great taste, less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick or... You can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Well, that certainly got interesting late in the game last night. Welcome to the program. The Eagles are teetering here. Hour one on this Tuesday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Come on in, stay a while. Gang's all here, including Fritzy. And this first hour brought to you by the great folks at Discover. The Discover credit card, you have access to 24/7 customer service as well as $0 fraud liability, which means you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Learn more at discover.com/credit card. Limitations, like Fritzy, apply. Good morning to those watching on Peacock. Thanks for downloading the app, our streaming partner and our radio affiliates, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, part of the DP Show lineup. Pacers guard Tyrese Haliburton a little bit later on. Our good buddy Ross Tucker will stop by as well. The Seahawks came back, beat the Eagles, a 92-yard drive led by, of course, Drew Lock. Drew Lock wasn't sure he was going to be playing until about an hour before the game with Geno Smith, and got in there and took him 92 yards, the game-winning score with 28 seconds to go. That was Seattle's longest touchdown drive of the season. Now, prior to this season, prior to what the Eagles have done, losing three or more games in the month of December, there have been three teams who made it to the Super Bowl in spite of doing that. The 1989 Broncos went 1-3 in December. The Colts in 2006 went 2-3 in December. And the 2012 Ravens went 1-4 in December. Of those teams, two went on to win the Super Bowl. The 06 Colts, they beat the Bears. And the 2012 Ravens beat the 49ers. But with the Eagles, you're starting to go, okay, what are the problems here? And can they be fixed in time for this team to still, A, win the division and not going to be the number one seed now? Now you got to hold on for dear life that you're able to hold off the Cowboys and have home field advantage as well. Here is Jalen Hurts, who flew cross country under the weather on a private plane to be able to get there to start for the Eagles last night, and what he said about his teammates.
We didn't execute. I don't think we're committed enough. You know, just got to turn it around. You know, it's a challenge that we have to embrace and just continue to see it through.
Okay, he wasn't hit once last night in the pocket. He wasn't sacked once. And he's saying we as, you know, my teammates and me, but you know, instead of saying, you know, I need to be, but when you say we, now all of a sudden you're like, okay, wait a minute here. What's he talking about? Here's another exchange that he had with the reporter after the loss.
What do you mean by that, about being committed enough?
Commitment. I don't know that if I had a dictionary on me now. I don't know how else to say that.
I guess, how are you seeing that present itself?
Just, you know, it's a matter of being on the same page. It takes everyone being all in all aspects, and you know, it starts with me.
Okay. Now you can, you know, maybe slice that, dice that, and come up with something a little bit more that he's trying to say, or maybe he shouldn't be trying to say. Because when you say you're, you know, our commitment, we, then all of a sudden, you know, if I'm a reporter in the room, I'm like, who are you talking about? Aside from you, who are you talking about? If you really want to go a little deeper dive with them. You can hear it in his voice. He doesn't have much energy. Even when he scored his touchdown, he had ran for another touchdown, which he's done really well this year. He didn't even want to celebrate with his teammates. It looked like he was really, really low on energy. He can run the football. I still hold out some doubt about him being in the pocket and being able to lead the team in the pocket like that. A wonderful talent and, by all accounts, a good kid. But, you know, you don't get hit. You don't get sacked. You should be winning those games. Now, that pass defense is going to be an issue. That's a bigger issue to me. And they've tried to, you know, pick up some players here, but it doesn't look like that. I mean, look, Drew Lock had a great night, good for him, but you shouldn't be being carved up by Drew Lock at the end of the game. You shouldn't be. And letting, you know, a receiver get behind you for a touchdown. Because they're not, you know, getting in field goal range at 17-13. They have to get behind you to score a touchdown. And, I mean, a perfectly thrown pass, great catch, all of those things. But great teams don't put themselves in that position. And that's what happened with Philadelphia last night. It was one of those games where, and it was, Philly was giving three. And I said, you know, home dog on a Monday night, and especially in Seattle. Now, I thought Geno Smith was going to play. If I had put that bet down, then it'd be like, oh, man, am I in trouble? Because Drew Lock is not as good as Geno Smith. And, you know, they started out slow, and all of a sudden it's like, okay, they're hanging in here. Well, it's because of that crowd. And Peyton and Eli talked about that. You know, that's one of those places that you can try to maybe reenact what it's going to be like. But until you get there, and even being on the sidelines, not even playing, I mean, that truly is a home field advantage. Buffalo is the same way. You know, there's certain places. Christian McCaffrey talked about just the noise level and trying to hear, making sure that the play you're calling is the right call, that you're hearing the right call there. But that place is, you know, that's why they have the 12th man that they celebrate there. All righty. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. Poll question, Seton, what are we going to go with first hour of this award-nominated program?
Well, we've got a couple versions of essentially the same poll question.
Okay.
One version is the Eagles are ... in some trouble or just fine, relax. That's a Todd Fritz poll question.
Okay.
Just fine, relax. We have another version of it saying last night's Eagles loss was ... troubling or NBD. That's a Paul Papp's poll question.
I think the Eagles are in a little bit of trouble here. Mm. You know, I think sometimes you can get, you're on scholarship. And it felt like Philadelphia on scholarship. Hey, we went to Super Bowl last year. I mean, relax. Everything's okay. You know, we got a running game and we got some good wide receivers, got our tight end back, our quarterback. You know, our line is as good as anybody. We got a really good defensive line. Okay, the secondary's not that good. Relax. And then all of a sudden you go, this isn't like the 49ers. The 49ers were missing Deebo Samuel and Trent Williams. So it wasn't, hey, our scheme or any of that stuff. This was, you're missing two Pro Bowl, you know, quality players. And they came back and then everything seems to be right again. With Philadelphia, is there any magic that's returning? And it's time where they understand, hey, we're not what we were last year. We're not as good as we were last year. Can you right the ship? Yes, we've seen teams do this. But a lot of these teams, you go into December or in mid-December, now you're already in playoff mode. Some of these teams you're going to be facing. Like Seattle has to win that game. Philly can be like, no, okay. Now it's a little bit more of a struggle with Dallas. But I think there's real issues here. Yes, Heaton.
It feels weird to say that a team that just up until a few weeks ago was 10-1 is now in trouble. But how many teams can lose this many games in December and then go on to win the Super Bowl?
Yeah. Well, Two have done that in the last 20 years. I think there's a bigger issue here. And also, they allow teams to stay in games. That what's to me, like the Niners blow you out. Philly doesn't do that. And I think that's a little bit more troubling, that it's week in and week out. It's like, you know, we're winning by three, we're winning by six, you know, we're down by four. And I know that's what the NFL is. And Kansas City has been able to do this, that they're barely winning. They keep you in games, but they do win those games. If you have close games and you win close games, okay. It's when you don't, now all of a sudden you're going, and these are three losses in a row. San Francisco had their dip, but they could blame that on injuries. Philly can't do that. Yeah, Paul.
Yeah, the Niners are 11-3. The Eagles are 10-4, but they don't feel at all like similar teams. The Niners have outscored their opponents this year by 191 points. As of this morning, the Eagles have outscored their opponents by 18 points.
Yeah.
Like right now with your mind, isn't it hard to picture the Eagles winning that game straight up, especially because it's going to be at the Niners if they played?
Oh, yeah. I think San Francisco, the way they're playing, as long as they're healthy and they're at home, then you're going to have a different outcome than you had last year in Philadelphia. Any other poll questions that we're mulling over?
Yeah, right now we could go with following the Eagles' struggles. Mm-hmm. Team I have the most doubts on about going forward.
Mm.
People are doubting the Eagles right now, obviously.
Okay.
Buffalo, they're resurging, but there's still some question marks there.
Yeah, they're not even in the playoffs right now. But people are going, man, Buffalo's going to be dangerous. Well, not if they don't get in, they won't be dangerous. They have to win out. Now is when you have to know math. Okay.
Uh-oh.
I know.
Dan.
Yes. Yeah, I know. Now is when you have to be a math major. It's like, okay, here and then there and then tiebreaker and then point differential and then in the division. And it's a word problem here. Yes, Eden.
Yeah, the popular thing right now is, oh, I thought the Bills were dead. Huh? What happened? I thought that. Pretty sure they still are. Pretty sure they still are dead. They need a lot of help.
They do. They need a little bit of help here. Yes, Paul.
The Bills need help. They need the Jaguars, Bengals, Colts and Texans. They need two of those teams to lose a game to put them in the playoff picture.
Okay.
Two of the four teams need a loss, because right now Buffalo at 8-6 is behind Houston, Indy, Cincy, and Jacksonville all at 8-6 with tiebreakers.
And Jamar Chase has a separated shoulder, so he's going to miss a couple of games for the Bengals. Yes, Seton.
Let's see. Yeah, we have Buffalo. We also put the Chiefs on there. People have some question marks about the Chiefs.
Yeah, I can understand that. I mean, five losses this year is probably two more losses than I thought they would have. But, you know, you're seeing Patrick Mahomes still make great throws. He just doesn't have receivers making good catches. And, you know, that's another thing where you win a Super Bowl. I mean, they've been playing high-end football. It just feels like they're not a high-end football team. Doesn't mean they can't go back to the Super Bowl because you have Mahomes. But even Kelsey's dipped a little bit here. And, you know, my performance when I was on SportsCenter dipped when I was in love, too. You know, so,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, so,
I remember that time.
Yeah, I had a rough stretch. And, you know,
a couple of highlights, back-to-back packages, and it was...
Yeah, yeah. Okay. A couple of the viewers were upset with my wife, you know, that she was ruining SportsCenter for them. So I know what, you know... Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce might be going through. Yeah, Paul.
You pronounce Isringhausen wrong twice in a row.
Yeah.
I'll never forget it.
Yeah.
Random.
Yeah. Petri Skriko.
Oh. You
know, sometimes.
Never forget.
Ilka Sinisalo. Sometimes I was like, oh, what am I thinking? I'm in love. Well, that's what happens. The backlash is going to happen, though. It's going to. Taylor's going to get some backlash. She is. Let's see. So we'll get to phone calls coming up. Operator, standing by. 877-3DP show. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DP Show. The transfer portal is alive and well. This is a real, you know, college football in the offseason is not always that interesting, but it is now because you're going, wait a minute. He's staying. Oh, no, he's going. Oh, wait a minute. He was going to Ohio State, then Georgia. Now he's going to Nebraska. You really need to follow it. It's pretty incredible. And for everybody who goes, you know, I hate this, you know, players being able to go where they want to go. Well, we hate it because it hurts our viewing patterns here. Like, I didn't know DJ Wayangalale is transferring from Oregon State, maybe to Florida. Okay. Like, you'll figure it out eventually. I mean, it's not like college basketball where we don't know anybody. We know the great players in the women's game because they're staying. But a one-and-doneer or going to the G League, you get to March Madness, you go, man, that guy, I really like him. Yeah, enjoy him because he's gone in a couple of weeks. At least with college football, they still have to stay 3 years. But it used to be you had to sit out a year. Imagine if you said to a coach, hey, coach, if you want to take that other job, you can, but you got to sit out a year. Well, you're going to go, no, come on. Can I go work at ESPN and then go there? But, you know, we said to players, you want to transfer, got to sit out a year. So then they're like, all right, I don't want to sit out a year. Now they don't have to sit out a year. Is it chaos? Yes, it is. Yes, it is. But these are grown-ups that allowed chaos to happen. Nobody saw this. And then until they did, and it's like, whoa, wait a minute here. Transfer portal is here. Now you're getting this. Players are saying to the collectives, I don't want to get specific here, but some players will say to the collectives, hey, I'll stay, but here's my price. So they're renegotiating their price to stay. Because it's happened where, like, your Heisman Trophy winner was at Arizona State, and all of a sudden he ends up at LSU. How? Take a guess. Well, now some of these players are saying to the collectives, hey, I'll stay, but I need this. They're getting a raise. It's business. That's what this is. It's all business. Yes, Marv.
And could you imagine if you're a recruiter from maybe Texas and you lost your running back to Oklahoma and you're like, wait, you're unhappy? Come on, let's make up for lost time. Come back. Just come back to me.
Come on,
there's always a chance.
Yeah.
So whenever guys lose a big-time recruit, they're like, hey, let him watch him because he might not play.
I wouldn't be recruiting. I would just do transfer portal.
It's more important.
Yeah, like I already know that person can perform in college. I don't know if you can when you're coming into college, and I might have to wait a year or two for you. I would be transfer portal. I'd be drunk with the transfer portal. Come on in. Yeah, because you can play, but you also need to have somebody who has some money backing you up, like Nebraska getting the number one college player, Dylan Raiola. His dad went to Nebraska. He's a legacy. He was going to Ohio State. Then he's going to Georgia. Now he's going to Nebraska. I don't think it's one of those where he went, you know, dad went there. Maybe I should go there. I'm assuming Matt Rhule has a sugar daddy. I'm assuming. Yes, Marv.
If I'm Deion Sanders, I'm going to Wisconsin. I'm going to the Maction. I'm finding the best offensive lineman I could possibly find.
Well, he's doing a good job with that. He's getting some linemen there. Yes, Todd.
Yeah, why would you go to Ohio State or Georgia when you could play for the Cornhuskers? It's like an obvious decision.
Damn.
Well, Carson Beck is coming back to Georgia, so that's why he was going to go to Georgia. Now he's going to Nebraska. All righty. Let's take a break here. We'll settle on our poll question. Phone calls are always welcome. Our good buddy Ross Tucker coming up a little bit later on, and Tyrese Haliburton from my Pacers will stop by as well. We're back after this.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it, I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know what I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope. I was wrong, because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Paulie, but it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice. And you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
Seat and update the poll results. Then we'll get to the popular Ross Tucker.
Team I have the most doubts about moving forward. Your choices are the Eagles, Bills, and Chiefs. It's in that exact order, 55% with the Eagles.
All right. Ross Tucker, Westwood One, CBS Sports NFL college football analyst and former NFL offensive lineman, the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. And you can find him on social media at Ross Tucker NFL. Let me start with the Eagles. Is this a big deal or no big deal?
Yeah, well, I think it is a big deal because the expectations coming into the year were kind of Super Bowl or bust, right? I mean, last year I thought they were the best team in the league. They played awesome in the first half of the Super Bowl. They weren't able to slow down Mahomes in the second half. They lost the game, golden opportunity to win the whole thing. And so, as you know, Dan, when you go there and you do that, the next year, all that matters, all anybody cares about is winning the whole thing, and they got a real uphill climb now. I mean, they, first of all, they need to win out just to be the number two seed and to win the NFC East. But the way the Niners are playing right now, and the Niners are going to get a bye, they would play that game in San Francisco. The Niners certainly appear to be the best team and the better team than the Eagles right now. Niners might even be able to rest their guys in week 18. Feels like an uphill climb. I would say the one thing in their favor, Dan, or maybe the two things, I still think the Eagles have a very talented roster, and they would have at least five more games between now and an NFC Championship rematch against San Francisco. That's a lot of time. I mean, that's a lot of time for there to be injuries or them to figure something out or them to get back in a rhythm offensively. So the best thing they got going is probably just the time between now and a potential eventual rematch.
Okay, what is the issue or issues with the Eagles?
Several, actually. Number one, defensively, they're just not as good as they were last year. They're clearly worse at linebacker, clearly worse at safety. And they kind of knew those two coming into the year, Dan. Like, they lost all those guys in free agency. You know, they kind of knew that that was going to be the case. I'm not sure that they realized there would be a drop off a corner like this. So you lose your nickelback, Avante Maddox. That hurts. You re-sign Bradberry and Slay. I think Slay's probably still playing at the level he was last year. Bradberry's play has slipped and dropped off. So that hurts. Slay's out now after he got his knee scoped. So they have a lot of issues on the back end. And frankly, they don't have as much depth on the D-line as they had last year to be able to cycle through those guys and keep them fresh and keep the pressure on. So I think the defensive issues are primarily personnel. Offensively, they have the same guys. It's the same guys. They're just not clicking. They settle for field goals. They turn it over. I thought Hurts got greedy a couple times with both interceptions. I mean, you know, that first interception, Dan, they're in Seahawks territory. I think I can't remember if they're up by four or a touchdown at that point. It's first down.
Yeah.
It's first down in Seahawks territory, and you throw the ball to a covered receiver who's at best your fourth best receiver in Quez Watkins. Very disappointing if you're an Eagles fan.
When I'm watching the Buffalo Bills game, and I realize that Josh Allen is not going to be a big part of this. He's not going to throw very many passes. Now, you would do that sometimes if you're trying to hide a quarterback. This is Josh Allen, MVP candidate. But if you're Dallas, at what point do you realize all they're going to do is keep running the football, and then they can't stop the run, and then we go, well, is this the blueprint for Buffalo? We've been saying for years, get a good running game so Josh doesn't have to do everything. He didn't have to do anything. They ran the football, and they looked unbelievable. Let me start with Buffalo. Is this sustainable with James Cook?
Well, I think certainly running the ball more than they were earlier in the season or with Ken Dorsey is sustainable. I don't know that they'll put up that many yards again or be that dominant. But it is funny, Dan. I mean, can you imagine if I came on your show last Friday and said, hey, Dan, I'm going to predict right now Josh Allen throws for less than 100 yards and the Bills beat the Cowboys by 3 touchdowns. I mean, you would have laughed me off the show, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's wild, absolutely wild that that game went down the way it did. I think it's gigantic, though. I mean, I did my power rankings today on the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. I have the Bills as the third best team in the NFL right now. And people are going, oh, but Ross, they're 8-6. And I don't care. I go by what I think would happen if they played at a neutral site right now. I think the Niners are clearly the best team. I think the Ravens probably the second best team. But you look at the Bills, they should have won that game in Philly. They blew that like 5 different ways when Josh Allen was amazing. They go to Kansas City and win. They hammer the Cowboys. They are in the midst of playing top 5 teams, and they've been the better team in these last 3 games. As long as they get into the tournament, they're going to be an absolute force to be reckoned with.
Explain to me a team can be so good at home and then go on the road and be so average. And that's what the Cowboys have been, or maybe below average when they go on the road. Why doesn't that team travel?
Well, they got blown out by the Niners earlier in the year. The Niners have a really good team. The Bills game, I mean, they went to Philadelphia and almost won that game on the road. I have no idea what happened in the Arizona Cardinals game. None, how that's even possible that they got blown out by the Cardinals. Now, they sat a bunch of people, including some offensive linemen. I'll say this, though, Dan, because I know this look, because I played in Buffalo for 3 years. Those guys didn't want to be there, man. They look like they did not want to be there. And here's the thing, Dan.
Yeah, but explain that to me. How does a professional get to that point?
I've seen it before playing up there where when it's really, really cold in December, you can tell some of the other guys on the other team, they're not happy. That was like the warmest December game in Buffalo ever. Like, it wasn't even that cold. And yet, if you watch the game, I've never seen so many guys that look like they didn't even want to get off the block. It's like they were glue on the – and I want to give the Bills a lot of credit. They ran the ball down their throat, all of that stuff. But the Cowboys were sticking to blocks like glue. They were not getting off blocks. I don't know if it's because they had a letdown after the big win over the Eagles – the previous Sunday night or what, but I thought it was a no-show by the Cowboys. I thought they laid an egg, and I was not expecting that.
We're talking to Ross Tucker, the Westwood One CBS Sports NFL college football analyst, and his podcast, the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. You can find him on social media at Ross Tucker NFL. You have Eagles and the Giants Christmas Day. I think we thought that the that you have the Giants and the Eagles playing each other, what, 2 out of 3 times, or it's 1 week apart or 2 weeks apart, that we were gearing up for this could be for the division, or, you know, the Giants and the Eagles and battling for playoff spots here. So you got to sell that one a little bit, don't you, with the Giants and Tommy DeVito?
Well, I think that even would have been able to sell it better if both teams had better performances this past weekend, right? I mean, even if the Eagles just win last night, then they're still in the mix for the number one seed, which they're really not anymore. And they're the front runner in the NFC East, and they still look like they got, you know, they bounced back from 2 tough games. And for the Giants, you know, there was a lot of excitement about Tommy Cutlets. I prefer, by the way, Marinara Mahomes. I think that's a better nickname for Tommy DeVito. But there was excitement about the Giants and how they're finishing the season. And then they went to New Orleans, and that game wasn't even
remotely close.
I think Dable will have him in a better spot on Christmas Day, but who knows?
Ross, are you going to use the Marinara Mahomes?
I've been during the game? For sure.
Okay.
Yeah. In fact, I used it. I think I used it Saturday, previewing the weekend or something. No, on the Westwood One preview.
Yeah.
And my boss for Westwood One, Howie Dinneroff, texted me, and he said, "Marinara Mahomes?" Like, smiley face. So when the boss gives you the smiley face, Dan, that's like the green light to use it a couple of times during the game.
All right. Tommy Gravy, you know, for those. You know, it's like Sunday gravy, if your wife happens to be Italian. It's not sauce, it's gravy.
I've heard the passing paisano.
It feels like his 15 minutes is rapidly
did you
diminishing.
See, Dan, did you see where tonight he was supposed to be signing autographs at a pizzeria for $10,000? And they promoted everything, but then the agent called and said, well, now that he beat the Packers, it's $20,000.
Oh my God.
So they had to cancel it because they can't pay. If that pizzeria is watching right now, I'm 2 hours from North Jersey. I will drive there right now for $1,500 and an extra large pepperoni. $1,500, extra large pepperoni. I will drive 2 hours North Jersey right now. I promise.
Okay. So they doubled the price because he had a big win. But did they come back down to earth after he came back down to earth this past weekend in New Orleans?
I don't think so. So here's the thing. Like, I get it if he has other opportunities now for $20,000. And by the way, Tommy, if you're listening, I would take advantage of all of these opportunities because, as Dan said, this might be your 15 minutes. So this is like free money. But if he already committed to that one, you know, everything was so positive. Everything was great. Now you have the loss.
That's crappy.
And now you have this family posting on, like, Facebook, he's not coming now. He wants twice as much money. We don't have the money. Like, now you're getting in a bad spot where you're not – everything's not good with the family there.
No. I don't like this at all. All right, before I let you go, the NFL with over-punishing, over-fining these defensive players, the Steeler defensive back now out for the year, multiple accuser or multiple offender here, violations here. Tom Brady said Gardner Minshew put his receiver in a bad position. At some point, what do you do for the defense? How do you teach defense moving forward if you're in college or certainly in the NFL?
Well, I think both things can be true. Like, I think what Brady said about Gardner Minshew putting Pittman in harm's way and a hospital ball, whatever you want to call it, that's a fact. I mean, there's no question about that. But that doesn't mean that's how DeMonte Kazee needs to hit him, right? And unfortunately, Dan, what I think you'll see even more of is guys going lower and lower and lower. So we're going to start to see more and more blown out knees, more lower leg issues. Because I mean, some of these guys are getting fined like $50,000. I mean,
yeah, but Pittman is going low, Ross. It's already a low throw. So what's the the defensive back has to basically say, hey, go ahead and catch it. You know, if you catch it, good for you. I'm not allowed to hit you. I can't even try to interrupt this play. That's not football.
Well, I understand where you're coming from. That was a really ugly, dangerous hit. And I think they just got to try to teach him as much as possible to just go for the ball and try to punch the ball out. I mean, I think if you go in there and you're swinging at the ball or you're trying to knock the ball out, I think you're probably safe. If you're trying to separate him from the ball with a big hit, then you're putting yourself in harm's way. I'm not saying I like it, Dan. I'm just telling you that's why they're doing it. They're trying to eliminate ugly collisions like that.
You have your helmets from your former team. Which one do you look best in? Like if you go get one of those off of the trophy case, do they still fit?
They do fit, and it's crazy how heavy they are.
Would you go get one?
Sure, yeah. Right. Which one do you want me to get?
Whatever.
I got two different Redskins ones. I got a Cowboys, a Princeton, a Patriots, a Bills.
Which one do you think you look hottest in?
You know what? The Cowboys is cool, but I like the old school Redskins one.
Okay.
I'm going to put that one on.
All right. Ross Tucker, former offensive lineman. One of the larger heads in NFL history.
They used to try to get me to do like the new helmet, but I have short arms, Dan.
Yeah.
So the newer helmet was lighter, and my first move when I went up to a linebacker was just to headbutt him. I was like, I don't want a lighter. Give me the heaviest helmet you have. What are you talking about?
Ooh,
it's a little stiff.
Okay.
All right.
Man. Wow. You look.
Imagine this coming at
you. Yo, whoa. Man.
Imagine that,
whoa,
Dan.
Whoa. It's a good thing there's a TV monitor in between us. A Zoom.
Next time I come up there, I'll take on all four Danettes at one time.
Do you think you
I'm
could
a little
beat
bit worried
up,
about Marvin?
Do you
but
think
that's
you
okay.
could beat
I'll
up
all four?
All
of them.
Four. You could beat up all four Danettes at the same time.
You know what's weird? I've lost 75 pounds, and I don't think my head's gotten any smaller because this is hurting my forehead. Like I'm getting a headache. Like, this is not good. How did I wear this for like 3 and 4 hours at a time?
He is going to be with you on Christmas Day. It'll be the Giants and the Eagles, 4:30 Eastern kickoff on Westwood One. Man, you are scary. Look at you. Reggie White would want nothing to do with you.
Hey, remember this, Dan. Bruce Smith would only have 199 sacks if it wasn't for me.
And how many did he end up with?
200.
Oh, thank you, bud. Merry Christmas
you guys.
To you. Thank you, Ross. That's Rossington Tucker. Always good to talk to him. He's a knucklehead. I saw all those helmets, and I thought, you know what? Let me see if he can put one on. Yes, Todd?
I'm concerned about him being able to get that off now. It's one thing to shove it
no,
on.
No, I'm not concerned about him getting it off. I was concerned about him getting it on.
We should have tried to have him get it off on Zoom. That should have
come off.
Maybe can we punch it back up? Maybe the big German is... Oh, you got the helmet off. Okay. Yay! He did it. All right. We're back after this.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, everybody. Game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges, a ton, including include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Pauly. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice. And you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
It's the final hour on this Tuesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Tyrese Halliburton of my Pacers will join us coming up. 12th overall pick by the Kings in the 2020 draft. He became an overnight sensation after a few years in the play-in tournament, the in-season tournament. I was ahead of the game with Tyrese Halliburton. Playing with Sacramento, yes, I was that guy watching. Coming in and talking to Marvin, I'd say, man, Tyrese Halliburton can play. And Marvin goes, he can play, but nobody's going to see him. I said, no, this is the year, Sacramento. They're going to make the playoffs. And they had a good team. Now he goes to the Pacers. And that became more about Sabonis going to the Kings than I did, I think, Tyrese Halliburton going to the Pacers. But had the moment there with Dame Lillard with the game against Milwaukee. So a lot of good stuff there. And Tyrese Halliburton, the Pacers point guard, joining us on the program. Thanks for joining us. How many scholarship offers did you have coming out of high school?
Oh, that's a good question. Probably like 15, 20, like mid-major schools, but in terms of high major, I'd probably only say like 4 or 5.
Who were they?
Nebraska, Iowa State. We consider Cincinnati high major now.
Yeah.
Right? Is it
yeah.
Big 12?
Yeah.
Minnesota.
Okay.
And Michigan wanted me, they said if I visited, I would have an offer, but I didn't go on the visit. So those are really like the 5 schools.
Okay. When do you get a chip on your shoulder?
My whole life, really. I mean, I think in high school, I grew up playing with Tyler Hero. We grew up playing AU together. And then while everybody was getting better, I kind of leveled out. And they went to a different AU program, which was like the better program. And I kind of got left behind. So I stayed. And that probably is when it started. And it's kind of just amplified since then.
And you hold that against Tyler Hero? Even to this day.
No, I don't hold that against them. We're cool now.
Oh, you are. Okay. I mean, if you say, you know, you hate Tyler Hero, that's fine. I mean, I don't
know.
Oh, no. Okay. No. All right. Fair enough. How do you give up 151 points?
I don't know, but we figured it out, I guess. We've done it. I think that's the second time we've done it. First time we did it, we won. We won the first time we did it. But yeah, last night was a rough one.
Okay. Did you get yelled at yet?
Yes, multiple times, but we haven't started our day yet in terms of practice and stuff. So I'm sure we got more coming up here soon.
It feels like this has been a coming out party for you this year, even though you played well in Sacramento. Like people are just finding out who you are nationally. Does it feel that way?
For sure, for sure. And that's just because I was never on national TV. Like I'd have my first national TV game until I think my until my second year or the end of my second year because we played Brooklyn, and then I didn't play on TNT until this year. So I mean, I haven't people haven't just never seen me play for the most part, like a casual fan.
Do you get mistaken for anybody on the streets?
No, not in Indy these days. I think people, for the most part,
they
know
you.
Right?
Okay. Yeah, but yeah. You're wearing your full uniform when you go out. That's the weird thing, though, when you go out, right?
No, never, never. No, no. Actually, at Smoothie King the other day, a dude, it was like a 16-year-old kid. He said, you know, you look a lot like Tyrese Haliburton. Does anybody ever tell you that? I was like, I get that all the time.
All right, take me back to the game against Milwaukee. When did you decide to do the Dame time to Dame?
In the moment. This wasn't something I cooked up before. It was just a in-the-moment thing.
But how did he take that, or how did you think he was going to take that?
I didn't really know. I thought he actually took it a lot better than a lot of people would. I thought his response was, I thought the question was presented really well in media, and I thought he responded really well. I think at the end of the day, it's respect, and I have a lot of admiration for him. Part of the reason I wear zero is because of Damian Lillard. Like, I've been a fan for the majority of my life, so it's a respect thing at the end of the day, but it's just competing.
All right, when did you know there was a basketball problem with the Bucks?
When did I know? I knew.
Okay, so Giannis goes for the franchise record points. You have a teammate, yeah. Oscar Tshiebwe, who got his first point. So when did you realize that there was a real issue here going on behind the scenes after the game?
I did not realize that there was anything with the ball until Giannis was running to our locker room. I had no idea that anything was. It was a problem that guys did not shake. We didn't shake hands after the game. But that's normal. That happens in the NBA all the time. But then when I saw him run to the locker room, I was like, why is he doing that? And then somebody said something about the ball. And I was like, oh, okay, okay.
But everybody, every rookie who scores gets a basketball?
Yeah, for the Pacers organization, if a rookie scores his first point, then he gets the ball. But just to clarify, we did not have the game basketball, just so everybody's aware. I know that that's been talked about a million times in the world, but we
okay,
did not
but have you have the backup basketball for Oscar.
Correct. Yes, we do.
Okay. Did you tell Giannis? And if you haven't, you get to talk to him, in a week or so? What after New Year's, I think you guys, or New Year's Day, you guys are playing.
Yeah, we play on New Year's Day. I'm pretty sure he's very aware of it at this point. I'm pretty sure he was aware of it very shortly after going to the locker room as well. But I just don't think he wanted to, they didn't want to admit to that. But
what was he going to do, Tyrese? If he came into the locker room, what was going to happen?
You know, that's a question for him. I really don't know what the plan was. I don't know if there was much of a plan. I think it was just built up. A lot of testosterone going on, a lot of frustration going on.
He's the Pacers point guard, all-star Tyrese Haliburton, joining us on the program. Lakers celebrated with the in-season banner. Would you guys have done the same thing? I suggested a parade. I would have done a parade, the Pacers. Absolutely.
Yeah. 100. I would have been down for whatever. I mean, we don't have any championship banners in the arena. Pacers have never won an NBA championship, so I would have been all for the banner, no question.
Do you think the Lakers should have raised the banner, given that it's the Lakers?
I think at the end of the day, I think that helps build up the legitimacy of the tournament, and that's what the league is trying to do with it. They want it to be something that people are competing for every year, and I think the fact that the most storied organization won it and hung it up. I mean, maybe first or second, whatever your opinion is. The fact that they hung it up, I think that that brings more legitimacy to the tournament for sure.
Whose poster did you have on your wall growing up?
A lot of LeBron. I had a LeBron Fathead, back in the day. I had T-Mac on the wall, Magic on the wall. That was for the most part, those guys.
Okay, what's that like first time you're out there with LeBron and he's guarding you or you're guarding him?
Uh, I was like, what's going on? I felt like Mike. I felt like Calvin Cambridge and like Mike. Like it was, I felt like that every game. Like my first ever preseason game, I got switched on to Carmelo. And I was like, what is going on right now? Like that's what the NBA, like I really, like my first year, for the majority of my first year, I just felt like a kid in a candy store. It was just an unbelievable feeling.
But what was that welcome to the NBA moment?
Ooh, I don't know if I have anything specific. You know, actually, we played on, I think it was New Year's Eve, we played the Rockets, and I tried to dunk on John Wall, and he blocked it, and I fell on my back, and I went to the ER, and the doctor told me that my injuries were consistent with those of a car crash, and I was like, yeah, the NBA is a different world. Like, that was when I knew, yeah.
Well, if you can't dunk on John Wall, you're probably not going to go in there against Rudy Gobert and some guys.
Yeah. You know, I in my head when I was going to dunk it, I was like, "This is going to be cool back home." Like, if I dunk on John Wall, like everybody, we loved John Wall growing up. So I was like, "This would be cool," but he had other plans.
Are you aware of your coach's playing career?
I am aware. Okay. I am aware.
Okay, so you're aware of maybe your dad tell you about Rick Carlisle.
No, definitely did not. Okay. I didn't know his like career path until I got here and got to talk to him more about it and pick his brain and stuff.
Does he shoot at all anymore?
I really don't know if I've ever seen him shoot a jumper. I don't know if I ever have. I've seen him when he's working with guys on shooting and he does the form thing and he holds the ball, but I don't know if I've ever seen him actually take a jumper.
Okay. Who taught you how to shoot?
I think myself. I think naturally I just, over time, my form has just progressed. But it started with me just in the park, learning how to shoot, doing it myself. And as I got older and working with other coaches and stuff and getting stronger, it just became about taking the dip out of my shot, but keeping it the same at the top.
But there's a little bit of a twist at the end, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a normal shot. Now, this coming from a guy who gave shooting tips to Ray Allen one time when he came into my dojo here, my man came in. So I, which is embarrassing. It might sound embarrassing, but I really was believing what I was saying to Ray. He had the ball on the palm of his hand. And I said, Ray, you got to have it. There has to be a little bit of space there. And Ray could have been that much better, Tyrese.
Right.
I mean, imagine if he had listened to me years ago.
Right.
And if you want a session, free of charge, you can ask Coach Carlisle. I know what I'm doing. He calls me the radio broadcasting version of Larry Bird. So,
wow.
Yeah. So I can help if you need it. Right now, you seem to be doing okay. But if you ever get in that slump where you go, damn, what did that guy say? You know, I can be there.
I'm in a little bit of a slump right now. So
you need to learn to play defense. You gave up 151 points last night. I hope you guys get yelled at practice today.
Oh, don't worry. I'm sure we will.
Hey, congrats. Happy for you. Yeah, and thanks for joining us.
Yes, of course. Thanks for having me.
That's Tyrese Haliburton. He is doing his holiday hoopla this afternoon where he provides 30 youth from CAFE. This is the Community Alliance Far East Side, the opportunity for dinner and a $300 shopping spree at a local sporting goods store as well. That's good stuff. They host the Hornets coming up on Wednesday. There you got the Grizzlies on Thursday. But right now, after getting blown out, he had 8 points, 11 assists. Thanks, Todd, for booking him after they give up 151 points. Yeah, Paul.
You know, the one of the best parts about this gig is discovering a guy like him. You know, we try different people. We have first-time interviews and just a great, fun kid telling stories. Take us in the locker room. That was fantastic.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fun. Yeah, Marv.
In the All-Star game, I just found out, it's in Indianapolis this year. Mm-hmm. So he's going to be all over the place. Hopefully he can get even more exposure than he did during the in-season tournament.
Yeah.
For sure.
I like that.
Let's go.
What if you won the in-season tournament, you got to host the All-Star game?
Logistics might be an issue.
Well, I know. Let's say not the following year, not that year. Like the Lakers wouldn't get to host it this year. They'd get to host it the following year, maybe.
So if you're the NBA, you're like, oh, Miami, Los Angeles, Phoenix, yeah. Please win this.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just wondering if you could build on the in-season tournament. Yeah, Seton.
I still say it, though. Indianapolis was one of the best, most fun times I've had at a Super Bowl. That place was awesome. I would go back there in 2 seconds.
They did a wonderful job embracing the Super Bowl. That everything was downtown. Everything was walkable. People were wonderful there. That was a really enjoyable week there in Indianapolis. I mean, we've been very lucky to be able to go to these places and accommodations where we have our show, those kind of things. Remember, I couldn't get Larry Bird to come down. Like, he was a half mile away. And I said, Larry, I had a basketball hoop there. And I said, Larry, come on down. And then I think he was making fun of my shot. He was like, your elbow's out. And I go, why don't you come down here, Larry? I just wanted a piece of him. Even if he gets smoked, I have nothing to lose. He does. And if by chance, maybe, then he never hears the end of it. All right. Let's see. Some phone calls coming up. And 877-3DP show. That was good. We've been trying to get him on for a little while. And thank you to the Pacers for helping us. Premier League festivities. It's underway. NBC and streaming on Peacock. A massive match. Oh, we're going to the top of the table, Seton. It's Liverpool and Arsenal. Yeah, NBC and the Premier League. Yes, Paulie.
I'm glad you asked Halliburton about the game ball with the Giannis thing and everything. Because everyone's saying after that game, the Bucks have the game ball. The Pacers are trying to say, like, we have the other one. There's two game balls. I think Rick Carlisle said it in the moment. But Giannis insisted, like, even the day after that, we didn't get the one from the game. And Halliburton said, he goes, man, you got the game ball.
Yeah.
It's almost like, you know, when you get really angry over something and realize you made a mistake and you just double down because you don't admit you made a mistake.
Yeah. It kind of felt like that. Like Giannis was really upset. And then it's like, dude, no, you have the ball. No, we don't. And then you find out and you're like, okay. But they play New Year's Day. That'll be good. All right, we'll come up with a new poll question, your phone calls as well. We're back after this. 16 after the hour, Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
The fully electric EQS sedan from Mercedes-Benz is innovation on a magnificent scale. Available with the epic 56-inch touch-sensitive hyperscreen. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQS.